It's great again and rocks the castle just in front of Home of the Brave. Malibu Style is trying to get through. Milwaukee under pressure. The Tigeressa needs a run. Then Richich down the outside. Great again at the 200 and Home of the Brave. They were followed by Rich Charm, who's running on with Richich and Lord Von Costa. Great again, Home of the Brave. Rich Charm the outside. Great again just in front of Rich Charm, Home of the Brave. And just one great again. Great again from Rich Charm, Home of the Brave. Then Malibu Style.
Big Black Horse stuck his neck out. A good day at the office at Flemington for Lindsay Smith, who joins us this morning. Well done and congratulations. Thanks for joining us, Linds.
No worries, Warren. How are you?
I'm going very well, thank you. And it was interesting hearing the Racing.com chat with Shane Jackson post-race yesterday that you were just really searching for rain-affected ground for grade again, almost had him ready to go for the Wongoon, but opted to hold him back a bit. Just take us through your thought process there.
In the grade he's in, I know he excels in the wet conditions, and I was hoping that it, disfavours some of the other horses and just things like that. But just his big stride, he handles the wet so good. I thought it was an advantage that he may need to beat some of them good quality gallopers. So sometimes you get it right.
Big stride that you referenced, it looks like then Declan Bates really rode him to perfection yesterday. What was your thoughts as the race was panning out?
Yeah, well, Declan's rode him a bit of work and he jumped him out of camper down at him. He rode him in the jump out exactly how he rode that horse yesterday. You got to give him plenty of rein and let his stride do all the work. And the last 40 metres, the stride was actually what won it for him. So I thought he was going to get picked off at the 100, 200, but thankfully for him that he was able to put that big neck out.
Yes, really, our track's drained so well here at primarily the Caulfield Flemington track, so to actually pick a day where you're going to get your preferred heavy surface at Flemington, you've pulled the right rein there, so you've somehow read the weather gods well.
Yeah, well, it was just a death. Yeah, I was down in Port Ferry and just kept raining for a week there, so I just thought hopefully you got half of the rain and it'd be a heavy track. So always wanted to see this horse down the straight. So everything sort of fell in his lap yesterday.
This time of year, what can be around for him following that victory yesterday?
He's not a horse you can back up really quick. He's a bit fragile that way, so it's a bit tricky. You actually got to let him tell you when he's ready to go back. That could be in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or something like that. So he'll have a week at Jacko's place on the grass, and then he'll start going back down the beach, and his body language will tell us when that's ready.
Horse we've seen a bit more of over here in Reykjavik, who may well be on a path to head through the Winter Championship Series again, was a winner yesterday. Lewis German taking the claim. What were your thoughts on his victory yesterday?
It was all about the ride, I thought. It was a perfect ride. He'd done everything we asked him, and he'd done his homework. He's got some talent, that boy. That was a good ride. I not that I wanted to go to the early crow, but I was pretty confident coming to the fence.
How were you feeling that he'd come through his most recent run at the Bull?
That was train error. I just tried to win the race. I tried to put a few in there to win the race. He jumped from the outside gate. I didn't think on that day he could go back and win. He had 60 kilos, so I done what I shouldn't have done. I went forward and I didn't help his chances. It was just training error that was. So I just went back to the basics and sent him back to the place he does his best work and the conditions, and just to take that 3 kilos off his back helps him. He gets around the 58 plus, he starts to struggle with that weight because he only little, but under that he's this time of year it's hard to beat.
Well, you've corrected the trainer in from the Wongoon with a good win yesterday. What can be around for him for the weeks and months ahead? Is it another Winter Championship Series, or would he get a bit too much weight there?
Well, he may get, let's wait and see, but Lewis rode him well yesterday, so he might, another heat might be okay with him, or see what speak to the guys and see what weight he can get in the maybe a Swan Hill Cup. He raced well there this time last year as my first starter coming over here. He was in the Golden Topaz and he raced really well in that race. So he may go there to see what the weight says.
Becoming more of a strong presence in the Warrnambool region, how are you settling in and finding the transition?
Well, it's, you know, it's, I've said it many times that the area's great. You've got all the great facilities and something happens that all the horses down this area have raced well. I see Mick Try said that one of his winners was down at Warrnambool down here, so him and Matty Williams' system seems to work pretty good. A lot of winners come from this environment, so that's really the reason I come down here, was horses win from this environment. And you got to, whatever the reason is, there's some training places, and I've been to stables back home, that areas just don't train winners for whatever the reason is. So you got to go to where it's the environment's good, and you've got the ocean here, and the tracks are good, the beach is good, and there's a lot of good horse people down in this area, so I'm very lucky to get hold of some of them.
Today, can you get Sacred Goddess over the line? You've resorted to the strength of Craig Newitt to ride her.
Yeah, well, I've gone for Craig and I'm going to strap her. So I haven't strapped the winner for that long, so I'm doing the reverse mock, and hopefully that I'm going that fast, you get that feel sorry for me and gets me back into the winner's circle.
How's she done since her most recent run? She's been up a while.
Yes, she has been. I've gone the view that she's only been on the treadmill and swimming. And, yeah, I've gone for the left-handed rider to see if that sort of just tricks her a little bit. But her next prep, I'll discuss with the owners. I think I might start training her to run a mile and see if that works, because she's not hopeless. I just haven't got it right yet.
Miss Sue's a relatively recent addition to your stable. She goes around in race three following Sacred Goddess, hopefully breaking her maiden in race two. Froggy aboard as well. How's she done since her first run for you?
Yeah, not too bad. Her run wasn't that bad. I told him to ride a negative out of the gates, and it was a bad decision. So she'll a bit more aggression from Froggy today. Left hand, she hung in a little bit. It's a beautiful mare to look at. And she's obviously well bred, so it'd be great to get a win for the owners and, you know, see if she may go to the breeding barn this year. It's then that time of the year you have to make decisions with these horses. Otherwise, if you go another year, you can spend a lot of money on them. So hopefully get a win, and then I'll speak to the gang and see what they want to do. But her run wasn't that bad the other day.
Hopefully Froggy can get a couple over the line for you. He's our next guest on the show, Lindsay, following his win at Flemington yesterday. So we're sticking with the strength. Hopefully both your good fortune continues today. Well done yesterday, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, have a see you guys.